Got a little bit of a short week here. Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. Always a big time of year for high school football. And every Monday we talk sports with Dave Rudin from therudinreport.com. And a couple big games coming up on Thursday, huh, Dave?
Yeah, it's been kind of a few weeks of just kind of dead air in terms of football. And everything really starts picking up now on Thanksgiving. We have four games technically that are really important. The two most high-profile games are the state's biggest rivalry, Darien and New Canaan. They're currently number 3 and 4 in the state. They're both 8 and 1, and they both could be playing in the state championship game again. So that's always a really big game, and it's going to be especially interesting because Darien has one of the best offenses and New Canaan one of the best defenses in the state.
Where do they play the game this year? Is it at Darien or New Canaan?
It's in Darien this year.
Darien? Okay.
It's Darien, and the weather forecast does not look good. So
it's going to be rain, right?
Rain pretty hard, yeah. Oh. It might be a lot more people streaming than in attendance, which would be unfortunate because they usually get 4,000 to 5,000 people.
Wow.
On a nice day. Yeah, it's something. So if you're closer to Westport, you can go down to Staples, which is hosting Greenwich, and you'll see the number 5 and number 8 teams in the state. And they're both 8 and 1, and they could also be playing in the Class Double L state championship. And they have two of the best defenses in the state as well. That seems to be the commonality with the top 4 teams in the FCX. So that game also is important for seeding. And just a little plug, yesterday on my live radio show, and it will soon be available to listen to on the site of my podcast, I do have 3 of the 4 coaches from those two games, New Canaan's Lou Marinelli, Darien's Andy Grant, and Tony Morello from Greenwich.
Oh,
nice.
And the game that's kind of getting obscured and in the grand scheme of things is maybe the most important is Trumbull playing at St. Joseph. Trumbull needs to win to get into the state playoffs, and St. Joseph may need to win. They may still be able to get in with a loss, but they can wrap things up for sure with a win. So that game probably is the biggest game in terms of being consequential. And then I don't expect this to be a close game, but Fairfield Ludlow plays Fairfield Ward. And if Ludlow wins, they will clinch the first postseason berth in school history. So, it'll be great. So we should have, we probably will have 6 teams in the state playoffs from the FCAC.
Well, I think Thanksgiving games are always a fun time for everyone in the state, no matter, because I know there's so many rivalries. So, yeah. So good luck to all the athletes playing. And which one will you be attending, Dave? Do you go to a Thanksgiving game?
I'll be at Darien New Canaan. Probably about the 20th straight year. So I've been at that game, and it's the state's best rivalry.
That's interesting. I can't wait to hear how it turns out. With that being said,
yeah,
there is something about the Thanksgiving games that is very exciting, even for like a casual follower like me. So, yeah.
I think the games bring out a lot of people to watch, even if they don't follow it the rest of the season, to see their family play and kids and the town and everything, too.
It also is great. Every team plays a Super Bowl. It doesn't matter what your record
is.
You could be 0-9 right now. You get to play in a Super Bowl. West Hill and Stanford right now, you get to play for city bragging rights. Norwalk and McMahon, which are both under 500 this year, you get to play for town bragging rights. So the best thing about it, every player gets to play in an important game.
That's great. Nice, yeah, it's great for all the kids. So good luck to all the athletes and families on Thanksgiving Day. And Dave Rudin, therudinreport.com, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great Thanksgiving,
Always Dave. A pleasure talking to you. Have a good holiday and talk to you next week.